the devil's advocates. Because freedom!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the anniversary of the insurrection. January 6th, 2022, that's today's date. 1 year ago, it will be a date that goes down in infamy. And I saw, Brett Baer over in Fox News today. Kamala Harris compared it to 9/11. He said, well, that's very hyperbolic. No, it's not. No, it is not. And that's about all of the coverage I've seen over on Fox News. Fox News right now, I went on their website. I've been checking all day long. The only way you'd know it's January 6th, because they're talking about the Boston Marathon bomber and the fact that he got some stimulus money. He sent a couple grand home to his family for gifts. God forbid. That's the lead at Fox News. Don't even acknowledge the fact it's January 6th, except in one regard. Donald Trump pushing back on Joe Biden's speech. Not the fact that the current president gave the speech of his lifetime. And we're going to play much of the sound of Joe Biden a little bit later in the show, in the 4 o'clock hour. You're going to have to stick around for that. But Joe Biden, I was so proud of my president today. Because for the first time since his inauguration, he stopped being folksy Joe and he started being ass-kicking Joe. And that's the guy I wanted to hear from this morning. And then we got the quote-unquote Republican response. And nothing but the finest to represent that party. Donald Trump didn't want any part, apparently got talked out of it by a couple of friends on the golf course in Mar-a-Lago. So they sent out the best of the best. They sent out Matt Gaetz, an alleged sex abuser of teen girls, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nothing but the best for that party. And the initial statement made by Matt Gaetz, we're ashamed of nothing. Well, that's pretty much the bumper sticker for the Republican Party these days, right? We're ashamed of nothing. Here's a little bit of the reporting at thehill.com. And I got a fine guest joining me soon. You could be a part of this show. If you want to react, if you've got memories or some strong opinions, 844-967-2789. But I got James Santel, former U.S. attorney, the returning champions coming soon. But here's what Matt Gaetz said in part, according to the reporting at thehill.com. We're ashamed of nothing. Now, this was not part of the official response. This was his appearance on the Steve Bannon podcast. You know, the guy that's sitting in contempt of Congress right now, he's been charged. Bannon has. Still waiting on Mark Meadows. Still waiting on a lot of indictments from Merrick Garland. But he's got a podcast. Anyways, Gaetz has been criticized, along with other allies of former President Trump, of promoting baseless theories. You think that widespread voter fraud led to President Biden's victory in 2020. On January 6, 2021, a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, forcing the evacuation of lawmakers. You all know that. Here is his statement on the podcast. We're ashamed of nothing. We're proud of the work we did on January 6 to make legitimate arguments about election integrity. Is that what you did? We're actually going to walk the grounds that patriotic Americans walked from the White House to the Capitol, who had no intent of breaking the law and doing violence. Well, they might not have intended to break the law or do violence, but they certainly accomplished that goal. Gaetz and Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she also appeared on the Bannon podcast, are slated to hold a press conference on Thursday afternoon. That's happened now. They've had the big presser. It was somewhat unimpressive. Evan, you actually watched it in real time. I've only seen the coverage thereof. What was your impression of Matt Gaetz given the Republican response?
It was weird. Total departure from what we're used to hearing from that segment. You know, I mean, total departure. Really,
in what regard? Just tone?
Tone and substance. Doubling down on this being a Fed-surrection. I heard that word a couple times, that it was a federally driven attempt.
False flag.
Yes. And, you know, you can tell. It meets right in the middle against what Trump is saying. Reporters were kind of scratching their heads saying, like, what are you talking about?
Well, as I pointed out, there wasn't a lot of coverage of this quote-unquote Republican response. But Matt Gaetz and Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, they did give a response of sort. And here's a quote. Congresswoman Green and I are not here to celebrate January 6th. We're not here to obsess about it, but we are here to expose the truth. You know, his truth, his version of the truth. Gates then echoed false claims made by Fox News' Tucker Carlson about the nature of the deadly riots. I don't know if you saw what Tucker said last night. We know this. January 6th last year wasn't an insurrection. Both Tucker said it, and today Matt Gaetz parroted those same words. No one's been charged with insurrection. No one's been charged with treason. May it very well have been a fedsurrection. There's the word you're looking for, Evan. A fedsurrection. A little bit more from the author of this article. In fact, there is no evidence to show that federal government incited the pro-Trump mob. It's sad that a author, a journalist, has to basically refute the lies being made by a Republican congressman on this day. Here's the disclaimer. In fact, there is no evidence to show that the federal government incited the pro-Trump mob. And hundreds of rioters who have been caught on video committing crimes also have long histories of posting pro-Trump memes, messages, and content on social media platforms. Then every single one of them had on a red MAGA hat. So Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, they gave the Republican response, but you'd never believe who was getting all the love today. Over in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, the speaker there, led a moment of silence. And the only Republican, or slash two, one current, one former, was Liz Taylor. Let's call her Liz Vader. Liz Cheney. And Dick Cheney was there as well. I analogize this man with Darth Vader. He is the dark side of the Force. But today, he and Liz Cheney stood for the U.S. Constitution. They stood for governance. They stood for democracy. And they were the only Republicans to do so. Only Republicans on the floor of the House. Dick Cheney, the former VP, guy that shot a guy in the face. And Liz Cheney. And I guess, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So nothing but love for you, Dick and Liz Vader. And don't you feel any shame back, Gates? Come back, more Devil's Advocates. My fine guest, James Santel, former U.S. attorney. He's a crowd favorite. You know it. You're sticking around.
Shame. 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 Shame.